start your day the Tsuruway, Northwest London, Thursday, 28th of Elul, 14th of September. Reno Rav, Rav Moshe Betzalel Grosner, Shlita, The Power of the Mouth. This week's Tsuruway has been sponsored in Nishmas, Peril Margolis Bas Yeshua Kern Olea Shalom. The Ziyad site is tomorrow.
Good morning. It says in Chazal, Reshus Avimoiri, says in Chazal, Ashrei ha'om yoidei Surah. Ashrei ha'om yoidei Surah. Praiseworthy are the nation that know how to blow the shofar. And Chazal say, only Yidin know how to blow the shofar. The Ummus do not know how to blow the shofar. And the Chazal already asked, what do you mean? I'm sure there are professional shofar blowers, etc. So what does this memory of Chazal mean? Ashrei om yoidei Surah, that only the Yidden know how to blow the shofar. The words of Chazal to answer this are that only the Yidden know how through the shofar to be Maratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how to appease HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's try and understand what that means. That's the first question of today. Second question. On Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, there's a big focus on Nadorim. HaToras Nadorim, Erev Rosh Hashanah, and Kol Nidrei at the beginning of Yom Kippur. What's the whole fuss about Nadorim? We're not even sure that we make so many Nadorim nowadays. It's not within our language so much to say Shavuos and Nadorim, although some people use the word promise. And if you want, some of the Sforim say when you stroke your beard, you know, as you're saying something, you're affirming it because Yud Gimel Midah Sharachamim come through your beard, the Zoya says. Or if you say Be'emes, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. Or if you handshake, which is common today, in Halacha, handshake is actually a very firm commitment. Maybe in the Ummus HaOlam there's such a thing. So people answer up that I just meant it as Shalom Aleichem, I didn't mean it as a Kenyan, but the Asfarim that say that you've got no choice but to accept that you've done something here, and therefore Torah Sadorim undoes it, and various such type of ideas that without noticing it, we've made Nadorim. But still, why is it such a focus? Why is everyone crying by Kol Nidre? It's Nadorim. What are we crying about? There's various pshatim, but I want to share one pshat, Bez Hashem, today. So far we've got two questions. What's Ashrei Om Yodei Sruah? What does it mean that Yidin know how to blow the shofar and Goyim don't? And the second question is, what's the focus of Kol Nidre and HaToras Nadorim? Why is there such a big rash about Nadorim? Next question, connected. It says by the parish of Nadorim, by Matos, it says, Vayedah b'moysha rosha matos levnei Yisrael leimor. And Chazal say, levnei Yisrael, Yidin have Nadorim, says Baliachel over there, Yidin have Nadorim, Yidin have Aloha not to profane the Nadorim, Goyim don't. And again, what's this koyach here that Yidin have, that their neder is something and a Goy's neder is not as important. Let's now go, hopefully today we're going to cover all the Menhagim, most of the Menhagim Rosh Hashanah, somehow within this. So let's go to a famous Gemara in Hoirius. Gemara says in Hoirius, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, someone that wants to know if he's going to live the year, he should light a candle during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. If it stays alight, he'll live the year. We've spoken about this here before, many years ago. We discussed the Issa of Nichush. You're not allowed to make signs. So the Maharsha already answers, he doesn't say if the candle will stay alight, he'll live the year, and if it doesn't, Chas V'Shalom, he'll die. It doesn't say the other side. It only says the Tzad HaToiv. Toiv is always Ma'ashem. Hashem wants to be Mashpia Toiv. So if you have a simon that something's good, you can rest assured that probably, unless one does a big aver or something, it probably will be good, because it's on the side of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do. That's not Nichush. To assume the bad, which is not what Hashem wants to do, that is Nichush. And therefore the Gemara Taka doesn't say the other tzad, and if not, he won't live. People used to take this very, very seriously. You look in the Mishnah Berurah, and I even remember when I was younger still, people used to light in shul. Today, not so many people, there's no like big trays of candles in shul like there used to be. People used to be scared to have it at home in case the candle goes out. And not only that, they used to have a goy to relight the candle if it went out. It's a whole tumble if you're allowed to, you're not allowed to, but they were so scared that that that's how it was. But from this Marsha, it seems that the scared side is just, he says, to be ma'or one b'tshuva. But one mustn't assume that if the candle goes out, that there's going to be a sakana. One must just assume that he has to do tshuva. But if the candle stays alight, he can almost assume, that that's okay. Nichush is only on Ra. The Gemara then carries on and then says that now that we've learned that such a thing goes through various simonim, like the candle, and the Gemara says, now that we've learned that simonim is a thing, then at the beginning of the year, you should see pumpkin or gourd, rubia, karati, leek, silka, tamri, dates, the various simonim, some of them are the ones we do, the various simonim you should also see at the beginning of the year. It doesn't really elaborate why. We'll see in a minute. But the Gemara's starting point is really from the way you coronate a king. You take him to a flowing river and you coronate him over there, and that's a siman toiv. Why is it a siman toiv? Like the river's flowing, so too his malchus should flow. So that's the minig of Tashlich, the simple meaning of the minig of Tashlich. Since it's a coronation day, it's Rosh Hashanah, we're being mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we go to a flowing river to be mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, the girsa in the Gemara in Hoirius was on Reishata, the beginning of the year, you should be lemichsi, you should see these simonim. You should see the simonim. The Gemara in Krisus, the Avav Amud Aleph, has a slightly different notion. Abaya says, since simonim is a thing, so therefore, at the beginning of the year, you should be lemeichal, you should eat the simonim. So it's two neschois, to see or to eat. The Divrei Yatziv, that's the Kloisenberger Rebbe, he has a nice chiluk between the two Gemaras. Rashi in the Gemara in Hoiris, where it just says to see the simonim, says about some of these simonim, they grow fast. So it shows a certain atzlocha. It grows big, fast. Things will go good. Rashi in Krisus adds, some of them grow fast and some of them are sweet. Why does Rashi in Krisus have to add some of them are sweet when Rashi in Hoiris didn't feel the necessity to add they're sweet? They just grow quickly. The answer is, in Hoirius, it's nothing to do with the taste. It says lemichsi. It says to see these simonim. According to this girsa, it doesn't matter what it tastes like. You're not tasting it. You're just seeing it. Therefore, it just matters that it grows fast. You see something that has grown, that is big. Masha Ein Kein, when it comes to the Gemara in Krisus, it says lemechal, to eat it, to eat the simonim. It says, oh, you want to know, the simon is sweet. It gives you a sweet taste to give you a sweet year. There's a machloikus also in the halacha, whether you eat it. The modcha says you just see it. I think it even says you don't even say a nusach on it, you just see it. And the Beis Yosef brings from Rav Haigon that you say a tefillah on each thing. And one eats it. Now, the Shloah HaKodesh asks the following question. It's a really simple question, but it's a big question. He asks, you take, let's say, karati, a leek, and you say, shikorosu soneinu, our enemies should be eradicated. Yikorosu soneinu. A leek only says karati, yikorosu. So it could mean chas v'sholem, he says, well, chas v'sholem, it could mean the other way around. It doesn't say the enemies. And therefore, it could be even dangerous to bring it to the table. Why are we bringing something that the mashmos could be the opposite? Pomegranate. Maybe the other way around. Chas v'sholem. How do you know? How do you know l'toiv? I ask another question. It's brought in halacha, Tov Kuf Pei Gimel Siv Beis, that there's a minhag not to eat nuts. Some people don't eat it all the way through till Hoshana Rabbah. But not to eat nuts. Why? Two reasons. There's another reason. One reason is, the halachic reason, is because it makes a person have phlegm and it'll disturb the tefillahs, and during shofaros you might not hear the whole tkiya, etc. And therefore, not to eat nuts. And that's definitely a reason specific only to Rosh Hashanah, maybe Yom Kippur as well, but Aseres Beitshuva, there's no reason not to eat nuts according to that. Another reason is, egoiz is gematria chet. The Maharsham asks, It's not. It's gematria chestes, but not chestes aleph. That's question one. It's okay. No, in a gematria you can be one out. That's okay. Sorry? Yeah, one out. It's gematria one out. It's okay. Chestes is not chestes aleph. But he says egois is also gematria toiv. So how can we choose the bad? And in a nutshell, what we're saying is that it's the same question as the simonim on Rosh Hashanah, right? Karati should eradicate. Well, who? You've got too much morsen. Now the egois we take off the shelf. Why? Because it's got too much morsen. Toiv, chet. And yet the simonim, we're happy to go with it. So the Marsham doesn't exactly bring this out, but he says, we don't want something that's a mixture. Good and bad is dangerous. You know, either good or bad. The Samar Rebbe says, you know, we say, Shenia L'Roish V'Loi L'Zonov. Says there are some people that, you know, when there's G'dolei Yisrael all around, they're very excited to hear their words and they'll go to listen. But they'll also like certain stars as well that have got nothing to do with Torah. They like a bit of both lives. You know, when they're with Adam Godel, they'll you know, be warm with him and enjoy it. And then they're in a different place, they also enjoy that. That's Shenia L'Roish V'Loi L'Zonov. We want to belong to Roish and not also Zonov, only L'Roish. Not Merachesh Atrei Rikshi, to be on two borders. So the nut is that. It's both. It's Toiv, it's Ra. So why is it different than the Simonim? The answer's got to be that the nut says it intrinsically. Toiv, Chet. So it's defined as bad and good. And therefore it's no good. But Karati doesn't say for the good or for the bad. It's open-ended. It's still a question as to why we do an open-ended thing, but it's open-ended, so it's not as bad as the nut. And there's questions about the nut, because there is a Gemara that says in Yom Kippur, you're allowed to prepare food near the end. It's part of the affliction of Yom Kippur, so it's not achonah for Motzi Yom Kippur. It's part of the affliction, is you're preparing the food, and one of the things is to crack the nuts, egoizim. And if you're not allowed to eat egoizim till Hashanah Rabbah, then why are you cracking the nuts? Is a question. Now let's come back to our question and try and answer it. So we have a lot of questions. We have the why is trua a Jewish thing? Why is there the fuss of Atoras the Dorim? Why is the Dorim a Jewish thing? And why are the simonim open ended? Why are we allowing simonim that could mean both ways around? And maybe even we'll go back to the question of, it's a bit of nichush. The simonim are like signs. We don't normally follow signs. It's not, it's loisa nachashu.
Have you any idea of the age of the simonim?
What do you mean?
I mean, how far do they go back?
It's Gemara.
Back to Middle Ages?
Gemara.
From the Gemara.
Gemara.
Back to Gemara. These are all Gemaras.
Yeah. Says the Shulchan Kodesh that Enochanami. Rubia, the Loshen Rubia, for instance, means Yirbu, like the carrot, Meron. How do we know Aschusim, though, will be Yisrabu? Maybe the opposite. So he says, Avada, there's no remez in the Achila of the Pri and the Pri of what to be and what should be. All it is we put good, tasty things on the table that maybe have a name as well to remind us. But then there's a reminder. You come in, you sit down. Ah, carrot, ah, meron, ah, today's Rosh Hashanah. Right, Hashem, may we be more. And you ask your tefillah. But a carrot on the table doesn't say anything. You don't have to worry that the carrot says this, and therefore might be both ways round. The carrot says nothing. The carrot's inanimate. It's on your table. It's just there as a reminder to daven. What for? So, bring things to your table that are tasty, so you're done for a sweet year. Bring things that that mean messages that are going to remind you to daven for more schusim, to daven for more this, for more that. Tzfasemes says that be'emes on Rosh Hashanah, one doesn't daven so much for their own needs. One's meant to daven for Malchus Shemaim. You can wrap your needs in the Malchus Shemaim, you know, in order to be a good Eved Hashem. I need this, that, the other. But he says, since Rosh Hashanah, the focus isn't so much on the needs, he says the simonim are a remez for the needs, because we want to ask for our needs. So for instance, he would say, Shiyirbas Chuyaseinu Karimoin, he would also say, that lying in the pomegranate amount is also Shiyirba Mamoineinu Kirima. You know, that's what lies in there, because we don't want to ask direct, but indirect, with Simonim, with Ramazim, we can ask. So says the Shlah's answer is that it doesn't matter that the Mashmos is open-ended, because the fruit's not talking. It's just a reminder to Davant Hashem for lots, for good, for all the different things. So we're just putting things on the table that will remind us. We then actually eat it, says the Shlah, because we learn from Avraham Avinu that in order to make a prophecy mugushim into this world, you have to do an action. That's what Avraham did, all what would happen to Klal Yisrael. So we have something on the table that reminds us to ask for a lot. We say, Hashem, give us a lot, and then we eat something that is a lot to slightly gashmius, you know, materialize the tefillah. That's the idea of the Shlah. It's also not loy senachashu, because you're not pinning anything on the fruit. You're asking Hashem, you're saying a tefillah. That's all it is. The Yavet says that it's like a dream, HaKol HaLech HaPeh. So the Simonim are open-ended, but HaKol HaLech HaPeh, since it hasn't said anything, the nut says bad as well, so we don't want it. But this doesn't say anything, HaKol HaLech HaPeh. Tashlich is also the same sort of thing, according to the Shlah. Why do we go to the water? We go to the water to remind ourselves that there's a concept of Tashlich Mimtulis Yom Kol Chatoson, to remember to do tshuva, or to see the fish wandering around in the water and how they can get trapped by the nets, and to remember that we're here in this world and have to be careful not to get trapped by the nets of Averus, and tomorrow to do tshuva and to plan lahaba, and that way we come forward to Rosh Hashanah in the right way. What happens if a person doesn't have fruits? He doesn't have these fruits. Should he not do the simonim? Or for instance, he hasn't taken mice, or it's still attached to the tree. You've got a pomegranate tree in your garden. Should you do the simonim? You can't eat it. So first of all, the Gemara clearly had two girsas, lemichsi or lemeicha. If it's lemichsi, you're zichar okay. Lemichsi just to see it. If it's lemeicha, so the Kavach Haim says, you can do it without eating it if you don't have it, or if you're unable to pull off the tree. But he says not to say the Shem Hashem in the Yiratzon, because since the Machloikas, Lemichsi or Lemeichal, not to say the Shem Hashem. Some anyway don't say the Shem Hashem. Some say the first Yiratzon, the Shem Hashem, like Shlomo Zalman did, the first Yiratzon, the Shem Hashem, and the rest not. Because he said, too many Shem Hashems, you might end up not being Mechavan. So he did one Shem Hashem, sort of the rest of the Yiratzons were Nismachal Zeh, even when he had the fruits. And many do say the Shem Hashem altogether, different Menhagim. So, when it's attached to the tree, just want to bring up a shayla. So you're going to say, right, so you have the pomegranate there, attached to the tree, can't put it off, it's Yom Tov. So you rot sign, Yerbezcho Yiseinu Kurimoin. Okay, you can't really see the seeds, but I guess we know what's in a pomegranate. The shayla is, on Shabbos, are you allowed to smell a flower? And the answer is yes. We're not choshesh, you'll pluck it. Are you allowed to smell a nice smelling fruit on Shabbos? So it's brought in Shumcholah or Shinam of Ovsi Fyud, you're not. Because once you smell it, you might pluck it and want to eat it. Give you a taiva to eat it. Nusa, are you allowed to do the Hirotzoin when the pomegranate is attached to the tree or the apple? Yeah, are you allowed to do the Hirotzoin? Or are we choshesh that you'll pluck it? It seems from the poskim you're allowed to. It's only when you're smelling it, you'll be goyra, you know, your taiva will be nigra to pull it off and eat it. But just looking at it and being mispointed in this inyan, It will not bring you to pull it off. It seems that's mutter.
Also, al atzad that you yoytzu with the lemechse, then you don't have to worry about lemechse.
Yeah, but you're doing a concentration of lemechse. I'm worrying that if you go and concentrate on the tree, maybe you'll pull it off as well.
If I don't need to eat it?
No, you don't need to eat it, but you'll want it. The chashat, when you're smelling an apple, you also don't need to eat it. But Chazal are worried that once you smell it, once concentrating on it, you're busy with it, you'll pluck it and want to eat it. So here's, well, oh, nice, you know. Yeah. Now, the same sort of gzeirah shayla is relevant this year. This year, most will not be doing tashlich on Shabbos. Why not? So it's brought in halacha. It's actually from Kitzah Shlo. There's a chashash that people take their machzah. Either there's an eruv in some towns, So most rivers are outside the city, and Mamela, you'll be out the Erev when you carry the Machsa. And Mamela, it's moved to second day for those that are Makbid. On first day, it's moved to second day. I once saw, I didn't check up this year, but I once saw, I think it's the Chavos Yoy, who says, Chadoshim Mikorav Bowl coming up with new Gezeris that Chazal never made. We're not choishish that people take the Machsa. I think he says they know how to say a Posko, okay, off Bahat, whatever. But they know what to say. We're not choishish to take the Machsa. And he's mutter it. And there are definitely days that you can do it on Shabbos. But I think the minig today is to do it on the second day. And those that do it later anyway, then they do it later. Now, in the Sefer Oyer HaNefesh from Reb Chaim Ephraim Zaitchik, the Nevadika Baal Musa, he has a very nice piece on this whole Indian. And he says the following. He says, "Why, coming back to the Nedarim, what is the power of the Neder of a Yid?" So he brings that a Yid's mouth has a koyach. Rav Shechaim already says on various other aspects, he says, a goy, when he does things, it's just in this world. When he does things, it's all the way up, all the olamas. What's going on? Mimcha. It's from you. A yid shouldn't put himself down. He has to know that v'chaya olam not b'zecheinu. We have the keys to the hashpos of this world. It's within our koyach. So he says that there is a halacha, if you ask a shayla to a chacham, and he, let's say, says it's Tommy, you can't go to another chacham and undo it. Unless you tell him. And then that chacham in halacha also shouldn't really undo it, unless there's a real reason to. He shouldn't really undo it. And there's various pshatim in why. One pshat is, covered, it's not respectable. But there is a pshat brought in the Ran b'shem the Ravid. He says, since the first one asked it, shaviyeh chaticha di isura. And even if he's less great, he's got less stature, it's still, he's made it a chefza of an issa. Even if there's other svaras, he's made that chefza of an issa, the mouth of the chacham has turned it into something. And the same with a neder. When a yid says a neder, it's now like a cupboard is here. The neder is here. You can't just like wish it away. When a goy makes a neder, it's not a metzias. When a yid makes a neder, it's a metzias. And it's a bal yachel, because it's a metzias. Says Reb Zaitchik, in the name of the Marashal, what's the idea in this simonim? He says that on Rosh Hashanah, when you buy your meal, there's no inyan of tefillas by a meal. You're eating now. It's not tefillas. So what is it? He says, it's a certain emunah. That's what it says in the halacha all over. That Rosh Hashanah, with Someach, with Toivlei, we're sure that Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to help us in the Mishpat. So we bring nice things to the table, which can even have mashmas of both ways. Maybe dafka, mashmas of both ways. And we say, Hakol Toivah. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. It's going to be Yirub Zechoyosein Karima. It's not tefillah. It is. We're Beteach. That it's going to be Yirub Zechoyosein Karima. So we bring things that give us the atmosphere of bitochen, of good. And even if it's open-ended, forget it. That's Gufa showing the bitochen. It's this way, that way. It's good. It's going to be Yirub Zechoyosein Karima. He says that's when a Yid verbalizes his emunah, it becomes a metzias, because the Yiddish mouth can make a metzias. So it becomes toif. It makes toif. HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to the words of emunah, and it makes toif. Rav Ron Grudzinski, I think it was the Mashgiach in Slobodka, he says, it says in Chazal, Kol adonis chaveru lekavskus, donim oise lekavskus. So he says, Kepshuto it means, you don your friend lekavskus, Hashem will be don you lekavskus. He says, no. He says, if a person should always speak good on his friend, because in Shomayim they listen to Yiddish mouths. And Adonis Chaveiro Elekav Schus, Donim Oiso, in Shomayim it gives weight to the schus of your friend when you're Donim Lekav Schus, because the Yiddish mouth makes a chalois, it makes a metzias, and it projects the good and makes that good something, and it's listened to in Shomayim. Now here's a question. If the mouth of a yid is so strong, why do we need a shofar? Why can't we just use their mouths? Hakol kol Yaakov, kerech ha-tfila. What do we need a shofar for? To be mahapach, esadin l'rachamim, just use our mouths. Says Rav Shlomo Kluga in Drush Mem Zayin, in Keles Yaakov, Elul Drush Mem Zayin, Mori de Kazach. He says, Avada, the mouth is the ikka. We do not need a shofar. However, unfortunately, maybe we don't use our mouths always perfectly and correctly. And therefore there's certain pagam in our mouth, whether we used it for the wrong things or to be not nice or whatever it is. The mouths have been nifgam. And therefore it's like a person that had a leg and then needs a stump, right? Or crutches, whichever what way you want to put it. But basically, it's an extension of a mouth that's not working. Hashem has given us a different mouth, a pure mouth, with the use of our mouth, just the air of the mouth, without words, without what we've used wrong. He's given us an extension. That extension can work. Our mouths won't work, but that extension can work. So when one sees the shofar, one has to be misoira b'tshuva, that we're actually slightly bale mumin in our mouths. And this is a stump of the mouth. But he says like this. He says, a goy, be'etzem is mashurish and tumah, the whole diburim of the street is tumah. A yid is Torah. Just we get nishba from the street, so we have tumah, it's nifgam, and we need a shofar. Ashram yoydei sruah, you can only have a stump if one had a leg. And one can only have an extension of the mouth if one had a mouth. A yid has a mouth, but etzem belonging to Kedusha. Memele can have a stump, a shofar in place. Ashram yoydei sruah. But the umas that their mouth is be'etzem, mashurish, and tumah can't have a stump. They can blow the shofar. They can't have an in-place mouth of purity because they didn't have that mouth in the first place. And memela, ashram yod yisruah, only the Eden know how to blow the shofar. So he says, now on Rosh Hashanah Shechal b'Shabbos, which this year we don't have the shofar, and it's very shver. Without the shofar, how are we going to be mahapach din l'rachamim? It's like saying we're an oinus, don't give, if a choler doesn't have his medicine because of an oinus, it's not going to help him. So how do we sort ourselves out? And the answer is, on Shabbos, our mouths are in the matzah of me'en olam haba, shelo yeh v'dabed dovo, shelo yeh diburcho, b'Shabbos k'moy diburcho b'chol. So there's a slight tikkun for the mouth, you're already able to use the mouth, kol kol yaakov and faket, the mouth is a bigger koyach than the shofar. And that's why he says the chacham is doirish, always before tkiyas, to remind us that be'etzem, the koyach hadibur, is the ikka koyach that should win for us.
Are you allowed to invent simonim of your own choosing?
Yeah, well, it has to make sense, you know, but...
It makes sense to you.
Sorry?
It makes sense to you.
Yes, Mishra Bruce says yes. The last one I saw, he was complaining about it. Rabbi Joseph Perlman was actually, I saw an article from him and he was a bit complaining. It's come, you know, can just do what you like. He says, for instance, sardines, the din has gone away. But maybe, you know, Mishra Bruce says yes, everywhere, it shouldn't be a gelechto, but you know what, it should be geschmackesach. Sorry?
Raisins and celery.
Yeah, raisins and celery, yeah. That would be like the Sfas Emes. That would be like the Sfas Emes that you have for in Yonei Panos, you can only be Maramas. You can't daven on Rosh Hashanah, so then. So, yeah, fine.
Tomorrow morning, Torah is at the later time of 8:45. Give people a chance to say that Torah tomorrow.